Please turn in your Bibles to the Gospel of John, chapter 19. We'll read the verses 23 to 27. These are part of God's holy, living, inerrant, and life-giving words. John chapter 19, from verse 23. When the soldiers had crucified Jesus, they took his garments and divided them into four parts, one part for each soldier, also his tunic. But the tunic was seamless, woven in one piece from top to bottom. So they said to one another, "Let us not tear it, but cast lots for it to see whose it shall be." This was to fulfill the scripture, which says, "They divided my garments among them, and for my clothing they cast lots." So the soldiers did these things. But standing by the cross of Jesus, where his mother and his mother's sister Mary, the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene, when Jesus saw his mother and the disciple whom he loved standing nearby, he said to his mother, "Woman, behold your son." Then he said to the disciple, "Behold your mother." And from that hour, the disciple took her to his own home. Let us pray for a blessing. Dear Heavenly Father, we pray that as we ponder your words, and as by faith we look upon the cross and see our blessed Lord in these blessed words, Father, we pray that you fill us with the Holy Spirit to understanding and feed us, Lord, with your word. For we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Dearly beloved, the third word on the cross, which I just read, is not difficult to understand. Jesus, being the oldest son, is fulfilling the law, which states, "Honor your father and your mother." He is dying, and yet in his great love, as he's hanging upon the cross, at the point of his death, in excruciating pain, his heart still burns with love for his mother. And rather than just being focused on the pain that he is suffering, he cares for his mother. And we can see in these words that he, the love of God in a most wonderful way as he provides John to take care of his mother. And so in a sense, the word is very simple. It's wonderful, it's brilliant, it's beautiful, it shows the love of the Father and of the Son and of the Spirit in a wonderful way as he hangs there being crucified for our sake and yet loving those whom he loved until the very end. And yet I think we must ask a few questions, for I think there is more here than meets the eye. First of all, a question we can ask is this: why did not Jesus not ask his John earlier? Why did he not say these words to Mary and John before? We see throughout the Gospels that he knows that he's going to die. He knows that he will die, and yet he has not apparently said these words before. Another question is this: why did Jesus say this in public from the cross? Why was it recorded for us? And especially, why did he say it hanging, was as he was hanging upon the cross? And maybe a third question we should ask is this: what must we learn from the words of Jesus Christ? Why did he spoke those words? Why were they recorded? And why do they come to us this afternoon as we ponder the words of the Lord Jesus Christ? What is it teaching us today? Now, to answer these questions, we should realize that nothing in Jesus' life was accidental. Nothing just happened in circumstance. All things were planned before the foundation of the world, as the sovereignty of God and his sovereign will is unfolding throughout the life of the Lord Jesus Christ. Every word is life-giving to us this afternoon. And so we can be certain that Jesus' words here from the cross to Mary and to John were for a reason. Which is why I believe that we can only understand these words of Jesus when we hear them from the lips of the crucified Lord. Now, to understand these words and the cross and its meaning, I think we must understand a bit of background, especially the words of Jesus in John chapter 15, verses 12 to 14, which are the words that Jesus said to his disciples the day before he hung upon that cross. These are the words in John 15 from 12 to 14. He spoke to his disciples and he said this, "This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, that someone laid down his life for his friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you." Jesus told his disciples that they were to love one another. You can almost imagine the eagerness of the disciples and nodding their heads and saying, "Yes, we will love one another. We have become a band of brothers together as we have followed you through these years. We will love one another." And then he told them what love is. Love means to lay down your life for your friends. Okay, Lord, we will love one another by laying down our lives for our friends. And here is our precious Lord. Less than 24 hours after he spoke these words, he's loving his disciples by laying down his life for them upon the cross. He is literally laying down, sacrificing, offering up his life for his friends, the disciples. And now he looks up, and as he is there laying down his life for his friends upon the cross, he sees Mary and John. And at that moment, he tells Mary to now take the role of being John's mother, and he's looking at John and he's telling John to take care of Mary as though his own mother. In that context, and in that display of love, he is teaching love and commanding love. Now, with that in mind, let's return to the cross and consider two reasons why we must not just hear love one another. We know that. If you have come to church at any length of time, we know that we are to love one another and care for one another and cherish one another and lay down our lives for one another. But now we must hear it from the Lord Jesus Christ as he hangs upon the cross. Here's the first reason. Without the cross, we could never understand what it means to care for one another or to love one another. Without the cross, it is impossible for us to understand what it means to love one another. Yes, these other six words display and explain and show us the great love of Christ. But without all of that, we would never understand what the Lord means when he said, "You are to love your brothers and sisters." Dearly beloved, without the cross, we would misunderstand what love means. We would misunderstand Jesus' words. We would lower them. We would lose or forget them, for we would do not know what love is unless we have seen Jesus upon the cross. That is the definition of love. Without the cross, we can imagine that John would have taken care of Mary the way that sons would take care of their mothers at the time. He would have provided for her as much as his means would allow. He would reason within himself what is reasonable and perhaps add 10% to that and provide for her in a good way. He would compare perhaps his love with other sons and see if he measured up with the standards of the culture of his time. And he would look at others and say, "Yes, I'm loving her as my mother. I'm taking care of her as other sons take care of their mothers." But Jesus' display upon the cross broke John's understanding of love entirely. And the whole category was taken away, and a whole new category of love was replacing it. It didn't merely revolutionize his love. It didn't merely expand it. The cross of Jesus broke John's understanding of love entirely. And so it should do to you and me. It should scatter our earthly understanding of love so that we begin to see what love really is, the way that God loves. John's understanding of love broke, so it could be replaced with a new understanding. Now let me just insert, beloved, in your own minds and hearts, that we're not just talking about John's understanding of love, but your love. Your love for your brothers and sisters should be scattered and replaced by Christ's display of love as what love truly means. From now on, Jesus would be John's definition of love. You say, well, how do you know that? He writes about it. If you notice that, in 1 John chapter 3, 16 to 18, he writes, by this we know love. This is how we know love. Not from the books out there. Not from some philosopher that has explained how wonderful love is. Jesus says, this is how we know love. This is where we've learned it. This is what it means, that he laid down his life for us. And we ought to lay down our lives for the brothers. You see that? John was a disciple with open ears and an open heart that learned. But if anyone has the world's goods and sees his brother in need, yet closes his heart against him, how does God's love abide in him? Little children, let us not love in word or talk, but in deed and in truth. You see what has happened in this man's heart? Jesus taught John how to love by sacrificing himself for John. And while he is sacrificing himself for John, he looks at John. And he says, I want you to love Mary as your own mother. That's what it means to love. So that John could sacrifice himself for Mary and the other followers of Jesus Christ. John came to know the love on that day when he saw Jesus hang upon the cross, and he never forgot. Jesus called upon John to love her as his own mother, which he then willingly did. Beloved brothers and sisters, how about you this afternoon? Have you learned love from the Lord Jesus Christ? It's so easy to define love by our culture or how we grow up or by comparing, and we have this way of comparing our own love, and somehow we always come up at least above average when we look at the others around us. And the amazing thing is, all of us are above average. But the Lord's love, have you learned to love as Christ loved? To lay down your life for your brothers and sisters. To lay down your life for your brothers and sisters as Christ laid down his life for you. If we are in Jesus Christ and we're true followers of Jesus, he has redefined our family relationships. He has made us a family. Your brothers and sisters, you're now related in Christ if you have been born again of the Spirit of God. You've been brought together as one to love as Christ has loved you. Have we heard the words of Christ dying upon the cross as an example to follow? And yet there's more than we must learn, because perhaps when you look at this, you realize, how can I do this? I cannot love the way Christ loved me. I know myself. At least I know myself enough that I cannot do that. I've seen the coldness of my own heart. I've seen the limitations of my love and the frailty of my passion and desire to love others. How can I love as Christ loved? Well, there's the second reason. Without the cross, we could never obey the words of Jesus. Not just because we wouldn't know them, but because we didn't have the ability. For on the cross, Christ provides the ability to love one another. Not just the example to follow, but the ability. You see, without the cross of Jesus, John could never obey the commandment to love. Even if he wanted to, John's fleshly heart would hinder him from loving Mary as Jesus wanted him to. His old self would simply be too strong. His old Adamic heart would hinder him and make him more think like Cain than the Lord Jesus Christ. And so we must look a little closer at the cross of Christ. For John did not only come to know the love on the cross, but something else changed when Jesus hung upon that cross. For the New Testament tells us that on that cross, as Jesus was dying, John died with Christ. For we have been crucified with Christ. Paul writes, and it's no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. You see what is happening? When Jesus dies upon the cross, John dies with Christ upon the cross. It's not just the mental scattering of what love is. John is dying with Christ on the cross. He's not literally dying on the cross, and yet by faith, he dies with Christ to be raised a new man. As Jesus died upon the cross, it was not only Jesus, but all who would come to believe in Jesus Christ would die with Christ to the old Adam, the old man. Jesus asked John to love his mother as his own upon the cross, for that is where John's love would be enabled in Christ's death and resurrection. For through the cross, and I'm looking ahead, John would be able to receive the power of the Holy Spirit, would be able to walk as Christ walked, as Christ would enter into John, and the hope of glory would enter into this beloved disciples so that he could love, following Christ as Christ loved within him. Brothers and sisters, I could inspire us, perhaps stir our hearts, and pointing and say, that's how we must love. But if we're honest and we look at our own strength and we look at our own ability, we would only come to two places. Either we'd be so proud and think that we have achieved it and by that forget to love, because we would be trusting our own strength and we couldn't love, but we think we would, or we would fall on the other side and we would be so depressed and so sorrowful as we walk through our life every day mourning over our inability to love the way that Christ wants us to love. But on the cross, and in these words we see this, Christ brings both the command and the ability together to love as Christ loves. For he commands it. And when Christ commands, he enables John and Mary. And so, brothers and sisters, Jesus' words on the cross to John and Mary are not merely defined a new relationship between the two of them, but it defines a new relationship between all of us to love one another as brothers and sisters, as we walk by the Spirit of Christ, showing that love that he showed upon the cross, not in our own strength, but by faith in Christ's strength, to love even as he has loved us. Not making excuses, saying, well, I'm merely human. Yes, you are merely human. And if you're trying to get it out of your human strength, you will fail. But here is the amazing truth, that if you have come to the Lord Jesus Christ, you have died with Christ and have risen again to love and to live, following the example of our precious Lord Jesus Christ. And so, beloved, it is through the cross of Christ that we can truly love one another, as we walk by the Spirit of Christ and not by the old man. And therefore, let us look on the cross and see our Savior die. And remember that if we believe in Him, we died with Him so that we might live through His life. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we pray that your Holy Spirit would help us to see the glorious love of Christ. Not only to see it, but in the power of the Spirit to help us love one another and so reveal the power and the love and the glory of Christ as you live through us. Father, we pray this, that we might live through you. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
The third word of the cross has come to you through the ministry of Pastor Paul Van Engelenhoven, minister at Seventh Reformed Church.